What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting
right
for you.
Into modern marketing strategies for podcasts, because honestly, creating a great podcast is just one part of the puzzle.
The challenge is getting it in front of the right audience. And these days, with the sheer amount of content out there, it's no surprise we're turning to smarter, AI-enhanced techniques to really stand out. Now, SEO, or search engine optimization, is where it all starts. Think about it this way. Your podcast is like a hidden gem on the beach. SEO is the map that helps people find it. And what's fascinating is how strategic keyword usage can impact whether or not someone stumbles across your show. For example, let's say your podcast is about home gardening. Instead of just using gardening, you'd want to include terms like urban gardening tips or easy houseplant care. Specific phrases mean you're reaching listeners who are actively searching for those topics. Social media is, of course, another heavy hitter, but each platform has its quirks, you know? Let's take Instagram, for instance. It's all about the visuals, whether you're sharing teaser clips or carousel posts showcasing highlights. And then there's TikTok. TikTok thrives on creativity and trends. Jumping on challenges or using popular audio snippets can catapult a podcast into viral territory. I mean, have you seen how podcasts are promoting mini stories in under 30 seconds on there? It's wild. Oh, and speaking of trending insights, TikTok and Instagram continue to innovate. TikTok, for instance, keeps evolving its ad features, making it almost a hidden goldmine for personalized podcast marketing campaigns. Instagram, meanwhile, has leaned into Reels and their algorithm. You need to nail down those hooks in the first few seconds, or forget it, you're toast. Each platform has these unique tools that can, when used strategically, transform a podcast's reach. And it's not just about throwing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. AI is helping us get smarter about where and when to market our content. From identifying trending topics to analyzing engagement data, it's like having a personal assistant doing the grunt work so we can focus more on the creative side. All right, so let's get into how AI-driven tools are completely flipping the script on how we market and promote podcasts. Imagine having systems that not only save time, but also boost your reach while you're, you know, sipping your morning coffee. That's the magic of automation. First up, LinkedIn post automation. Here's how it works. Tools powered by AI conversion models like OpenAI's Whisper can take your podcast audio, transcribe it, and then craft a LinkedIn post that's professional, engaging, yet totally hands-off for you. It's like having a digital PR team that never needs a coffee break. This means your episode gets not only shared, but shared strategically, targeting the right audience straight away. And to keep things snappy and smooth, let's talk about event-driven architecture. Sounds fancy, doesn't it? But really, it's just about building systems that react to events. For example, when a new podcast drops, AI tools can automatically kickstart workflows for its promotion. Apache Kafka is a great case study here. It lets you set up these workflows at scale, so no matter how big, messy, or fast things get, every piece of the process stays in sync. What's cool
is how scalable this setup can be. Say you're running a podcast series that drops episodes weekly. With Kafka, each episode's launch can trigger tasks like transcription, headline generation, or even uploading Instagram snippets. The workflow practically runs itself, and the data being generated? It's all there, ready to analyze for insights, like which strategies are truly working. It's not just about convenience, it's efficiency. By using AI for these tasks, creators get to focus on what they actually love, making great content, not slogging through hours of admin. And with the time you save, you can reinvest that into creating, networking, or brainstorming your next podcast idea. Let's turn our focus to small businesses and how they can adopt innovative marketing strategies to amplify their podcasts. And really, this isn't just about trying every shiny tool out there. It's about leveraging tactics that resonate with your audience and fit your brand. Take blogs, for instance. They're, well, kind of the unsung heroes of digital marketing, especially for podcasters. A great blog post acts like an anchor for SEOs, and when paired with episodes, it can guide new listeners directly to your show. Add a touch of storytelling, anecdotes from your own journey or behind-the-scenes insights, and you've got something that feels more personal and relatable. I found that when you go beyond just promoting and actually share little bits of your own voice, your audience connects on a deeper level. Then there's good old email marketing, classic but hyper-effective when done right. Personalized newsletters with episode highlights, exclusive content, or even just a thank you note make your listeners feel valued. And here's the trick with small businesses. Their size is their superpower. A more intimate, handcrafted feel in your marketing doesn't just stand out, it actually draws people in. Now, diving into some practical inspiration from Marketing 101, have you noticed how brands are tackling unskippable ads lately? The key isn't just in capturing attention fast, it's about giving your audience value, even in those first few moments. And for small enterprises, this mindset applies to everything. From podcast intros to social media posts. Make it count, you know? Emerging platforms can be total game changers too. Threads and other social tools are leveling the playing field by giving newer creators a shot at visibility. But even here, it's all about creativity and experimentation. The data might show you trends, but how you adapt them to reflect your brand, that's where the magic is. At the heart of all of this is connection, because marketing isn't just about broadcasting, it's about building relationships. Whether it's through storytelling, personalized touches, or innovative strategies, it all circles back to how well you know and engage with the people who tune into what you create. And that's all for today, friends. I hope these strategies inspire you to think creatively about marketing your podcast, especially if you're a small business. Remember, great things start with small steps. But with the right tools and mindset, there's really no limit to where your podcast journey can go. Next time, we'll talk about introducing yourself into the thriving community of podcasters. Until then, keep creating.